Welcome to Mimi Osefa's Health and Wellness Fab Fit Tips Podcast Show. Fun and fab tips to start and stay fit. It's Monday, so let's get motivated. Here's your host, Mimi Osefa.
Hello, hi, and welcome to Fab Fit Tips, show number 2. The topic today is getting started. Today I'm interviewing Ryan Harrison. Ryan is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne, currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. Thank you for being here. My first question is, what are some misconceptions on starting a healthier nutrition program?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of people have an incorrect or at least an uninformed understanding of nutrition. And I think this really comes out when someone starts to talk about healthier options, you know, that they're considering. For example, when someone switches from regular to diet soda, that's actually not really a healthy choice.
No.
Yeah, not only can diet sodas be more addictive than the non-diet counterparts, but studies have shown that people who drink diet sodas, even if their intention is to lose weight, actually end up consuming more calories and gaining more weight. So a much better solution, of course, is just to cut out sodas altogether and just switch to water.
Now, what are the first steps that we need to be taking?
First, it's always a good idea to let your doctor know that you're planning a change in your diet and exercise, particularly if you have health concerns or already have a health problem. Second, I would suggest you take the time to sit down and really look critically at your schedule to see where you're going to fit exercise in your day. You may have to skip some TV time or get up a little earlier, go to bed a little later. But if you make exercise a priority, then you're much more likely to do it and therefore to benefit from it. Third, I would say find someone who really knows about nutrition and have that person look over your typical diet. And a great way to do this is to keep a food diary where you write down everything. Brutally honest, everything that you put into your mouth. And it isn't really about making yourself look or feel bad. It's really about seeing on paper the kinds of foods and drinks that you typically consume. And then a nutritionist or another health consultant should be able to point out the worst offenders, you know, and help you come up with some healthier alternatives. Fourth, I would suggest it's really important to be patient. Health and wellness are much more of a journey than a goal. The process is really what counts, and it's about learning how to make good, healthy choices and then making them. And it's also about not kicking yourself too hard when you mess up, because we all do. But it can happen, and it will happen, if you go about it the right way, which leads me to the fifth and final step. I would suggest don't try to cheat. All those diet pills and the artificial sweeteners and the lose weight fast plans, they're all just bad news. Do they work? You know what? Yeah, a lot of them do, initially at least. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen people take pills and lose a ton of weight only to stop taking the pills eventually, yeah. You know, because you can't take them forever, and then gain all the weight back plus some. That always happens. And this goes back to that thing I said about health and wellness being a process. It really is. It may not be fast, but it's worth it. And the positive gains you'll make when you do it right are going to last a lot longer, and they're going to be worth more to you.
What should our short-term and long-term plans and goals be?
Those are great questions. So for the short-term, I would suggest coming up with some small but meaningful goals, meaningful to you. You know, like getting some exercise 5 days a week. That could be a goal. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be, you know, pumping iron in the gym. It could be throwing Frisbee with friends or, you know, whatever it is. How about switching from soda to water, like I mentioned earlier, or replacing white flour breads and pastas with whole grain varieties, or grabbing a piece of fruit instead of some candy.
Ryan is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne, currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. Next week, we will resume long-term goals on getting started, part 2. Make sure and tune in.
We are so happy you could listen to today's podcast for your Fab Fit tips. Tune in next Monday as we continue this 12-show series. Until then, stay motivated.